Hi, I'm not Ian.
And I'm not Stoby.
But this is episode 11 of the Perth Podcast.
March 8th was International Women's Day, and to honour that, Ian and Stoby have invited myself and Lucy along to record this episode of Perth Podcast.
I will be talking about upcoming events in Perth relating to Women's Month,
hearing live music from local band Longstay.
Don't forget Mother's Day.
You'll be finding out a little bit about who we are,
what we do,
and why we do it.
I did actually read a tweet today that said International Women's Day was originally to bring recognition to struggling working class women.
I think it's great, International Women's Day. And of course, there is an International Men's Day as well, which happens later in the year. But it's the one day of the year where women especially all come together and support each other. And I think there needs to be a lot more of that in the world.
Yeah. I've actually seen quite a lot of women on social media. They put up a post on International Women's Day and they all gave a bit about themselves, which is not something that you would usually do. They were recognising themselves as an incredible woman, their achievements, highlighting their own achievements, which isn't something that you do for yourself.
Yeah, I think as women, we find it incredibly difficult. Maybe not just as women, maybe as a whole, we find it incredibly difficult to big ourselves up almost and recognise that our achievements are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it's great to, we should do that more often. It shouldn't have to be an International Women's Day for us to say, do you know what?
This is pretty amazing. Yeah, yeah. Because I think there's something, I mean, you know, that you hear the word empowering quite a lot, but what does it mean? What does it do for you? Yeah. It is just a word that gets said a lot. But I think going on to social media on the 8th of March there and seeing kind of a, you know, I obviously follow a lot of women on social media and you're going through and it is quite empowering to see all of these women call out their own achievements and their own success, whether it be big, whether it be small, whether it be huge compared to yours or tiny. And I think it definitely encourages me to stand back and say, this is what I've done.
Absolutely. And I think it's important as well that we're not comparing our own achievements to everyone else's, because you don't know where a person is in their journey. Are you comparing your beginning to their middle or your middle to their end? Mm-hmm. And I think there's only negativity to be found in doing that. So I think International Women's Day really encourages just looking at yourself.
Yeah.
Not what everyone else is doing, you know, not comparing yourself to other women. And I think that's a really positive movement that I would love to see more of.
Yes.
Who are the women that inspire you, Lucy?
I would have to say, first and foremost, Rachel Hollis.
Oh, I love a bit of Rachel Hollis.
I mean, who doesn't? She has been amazing. I've listened to her, the first book she did, Girl, Wash Your Face. Well, not the first one, but the first one about her life, Girl, Wash Your Face. I've listened to that probably 4 or 5 times now. Because if you know me, you know that I do not read and it's got to be on Audible if I'm going to listen to it. Yeah, I started listening to her book and it was just, like you said about Barefoot, it was life-changing. Hearing somebody talk about their life and their experiences, some of which are totally alien to me, but the way that she feels about them, felt about them at the time and looks at them now reflects how I feel and look at things I've been through. And again, she's been through things similar to me, but we see them in completely different ways. And it was almost her kind of speaking into your headphones was like having this conversation with somebody who gets you. It was awesome. Another woman that inspires me, it's actually her birthday today. She passed away a few years ago. And when I was in Canada, I was a nanny to her 2 grandkids.
Okay.
So her daughter, Britt, is a good friend of mine. And her mum, Andre, was just an incredible woman. She did amazing things for their hometown to do with getting kids into sports, skiing. She built a soccer pitch. Just a really, really cool lady.
Amazing.
Yeah. Very determined to better the community and open up loads of opportunities, mainly in sport, for young people coming through.
We should absolutely be celebrating women like that all over the world.
Yes. Who inspires you?
I find inspiration in the smallest things. So there's no one person that inspires me. I am inspired by every woman who has wanted more. Every woman who has had to overcome something but come out fighting. Every woman who has refused to accept no for an answer. Every woman who has had a journey. I find inspiration in everyone. I think everyone has a story and there's inspiration to be found in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired by us, Lucy, overcoming our fears
of doing podcasts. I'm really in awe of myself right now.
Wow. So I love how you have absolutely embodied fierce. I think of fierce and it's you. You are your business and your business is you. And I really like how that's happened. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so, well, initially when I was doing like freelance digital marketing for some people, I wasn't even thinking about branding it at all. Like, this wasn't going to be a business. I was an apprentice and, you know, I realised that my services were useful to business owners in Perth. And then I was getting recommended to more businesses and it was growing. And then I thought, right, I said to my friend who's a graphic designer, Lucy Ross Design, I said, I want a business card because why not expand my clients? And I didn't want to put mine, I didn't want it to be branded as Lucy Grant.
Yeah.
I wanted something different. But I mean, to sit and try and think of a name for a business is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you want it to reflect you and you're like, how do I reflect myself plus my work in one word? Like, it's really hard. I sat on it for probably a couple of weeks. And I remembered that when I was working in a pub and still do have banter just go over the top of my head. Like, some of the, like... From the staff, from the boss, from the customers, and it was like old man chat as well. I just didn't get it. And folk would laugh at me because I would just have this deadpan expression half the time. And I just wanted to give you a drink. You order your drink, I give you it, and that's it. I didn't want any more because I just don't get it. So one time this old guy came up to the bar, he was a regular, and he was really sweet, and he introduced me to his friend who he'd brought along, and he said, "This is the fierce one." And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he said, he was kind of stuttering. He was like, "Well, you know, you just kind of want to take my order and then get me my drink and that's it. Like, you don't want to talk to me about anything else." Because he used to try and talk to me about his trains. And so I was kind of like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right. And so he called me the fierce one. And then I went on holiday and I came back and he came in and I said, "Well, I was on holiday. I saw this perfume and it was called Fierce. And I thought you..." And he was like, "Oh, that's so funny." And that was it. And then he came in, you know, like a few weeks later. Or sorry, it was actually longer than that. I'd been away for ages. So he finally shows up and he had this paper bag. And he said, "Right, so I've looked everywhere and I couldn't find it. But I had a friend going to Canada and I got them to look in duty free. And we've got you this perfume." And it was the Fierce perfume. And I couldn't believe that you thought about it again and actually went to the effort of getting me it. And you brought it in. And it was so nice. So I thought, you know, it's a nice story. It meant a lot to me. I've actually seen him twice since. And I was in my car though, but I so wish I managed to see him and tell him that I'd named my business Fierce because of him. Like, that's he lovely. Called he called me that and he totally summed me up in one word.
That's so nice. Oh, I love that story. And I hope that he finds out your business was born because of him. Your business name was born because of him.
Yeah.
And did I see recently on Instagram that you were in the schools?
Yeah. So I was asked back to my old high school, which was actually really cool. And I was asked back to speak twice before. And then this time was back to just speak to... I was asked to speak to parents and pupils in the hall. But then this time I was just asked to speak to people's kind of one-on-one. It was like a speed dating event.
Brilliant.
Which is way less nerve-wracking than speaking to a whole hall of people. So yeah, I went along with, it was Developing the Young Workforce that asked me to go along. And I went with their apprentice, and I was their apprentice. I left only a year ago, actually.
Okay.
So now they've got a new apprentice, and I've actually been kind of helping her find her feet with marketing within the DYW. So yeah, I went along. We were doing these speed dating rounds. So groups of three or four pupils came along to your table, and there were different business owners there as well. And they were all briefed with questions to ask. So they asked, obviously, what is it you do? How did you get started? How did you figure out that this is what you wanted to do? Or, you know, have you figured it out?
And did you have to tell them the story about the train man?
I told some of them. Yeah, but it was quite funny because I think there were like six or seven groups that went round, but I definitely had a different take on each one.
Okay.
And how to approach it. But all in all, it was actually really good fun. And I was, as much as I was kind of regurgitating some of the same info each time about how I found out that I loved marketing and how I became an apprentice with DYW, and Mia, the apprentice, was sitting beside me as well. So I think she enjoyed it as well, just kind of hearing my story. But there were a couple of girls that when I mentioned, I mean, they were all fifth and sixth year pupils.
Yeah.
So they asked initially, you know, what did you do as soon as you left school? Because this is where they are now.
Yeah.
And some of them knew exactly what they wanted to do. Some of them had absolutely no idea. And that's where I, at 22, and only having left that exact school 5 years ago, I love to be able to go in and say I was here 5 years ago and had absolutely no clue what I was going to do. You know, I stayed on till sixth year because I had no other option. That was, you know, was better than going out and working.
I think there's a lot of pressure on people as well to know what you want to be and where you're going to go in life and be put in a box almost.
Exactly.
And it becomes quite suffocating for people when they're young. Yeah. I'm 30 and still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So I don't know how teenagers are expected to just know.
Exactly.
And I mean, I think if you find your passion really young in life, then brilliant. But I don't think there's any harm if it takes you a little bit longer to get there.
Yeah. And I mean, I was saying that. I mean, half the job roles that these kids are going to be doing in 5-10 years won't even exist yet, or they won't know about them yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that spoke to me and knew what they wanted to do, it was joinery, sort of landscaping, vet, and a lawyer. And I was like, these are all standard, you know, you might not end up doing that.
Yeah.
Your path might be squiggly, but you might have, you know, you might be straightforward and know exactly what you want to do. And that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But to the kids that didn't know what they wanted to do, they related to me and they actually said that, which felt brilliant because I never, ever thought that I would be sitting in a school and actually inspiring teenagers. It was just madness to me. You know, but I'd mentioned that I left school and did a ski season for 6 months. And some of them were like, oh my God, that's awesome. I want to do that. Even this girl that knows she wants to be a vet, she says, I want to do a gap year. Would love to chalet host.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more. So, you know, it's not even just helping them figure out what they want to do, because you can't do that, but helping them on their journey there.
Yeah.
Because I learned so much in 6 months at 18, living on my own in Canada. It was crazy and it was awesome. It's got nothing to do with what I do now, but it's life experience.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, even though I left school 5 years ago and didn't know what I wanted to do then, I didn't know what I wanted to do until just before I started my apprenticeship in 2017. So
yeah,
it's been a mad journey, but it's been awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What's up next?
Well, I heard Ian interviewed the band Longstay. Let's hear what they had to say.
We have today in the studio Malcolm and Callum from the band Longstay. Welcome, guys.
Oh,
how you doing? So we got you in because you are fairly popular in Perth. You seem to have a name. Your name comes up all over the place. Every time we ask, you know, what band should we get in, your guys' name seems to come up. So how long have you been a band? How long have you been playing for?
Well, myself and Malcolm have been playing together for about 6 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow, right, okay.
And the band has been a band, as it is now, for about 2.5.
Wow. Yeah. So you've been going a lot longer than the band then. You guys have known each other quite a long time, yeah.
It's always been long stay, but we started off acoustic and then...
Got louder as time went on. It just means more equipment to drag along the gigs, though, doesn't
it?
But no, that's great. So what local places have you played then? We've got the Tams, we've got Muckies and all that sort of stuff. Where have you played?
Tams, Muckies, Perth Arms and Dunkeld.
Concert Hall.
Play the concert hall,
yeah.
Not as the band yet, though, which is
what?
Yeah, we're still
old long stay.
Yeah, right.
The Bar at Jira in St Andrews.
Nope.
Yes,
that's a lie.
No,
this is staying in. Just letting you know, this isn't getting edited out. Where you played? I have no idea.
Do we write a list for you?
No, that's the one in St
Andrews. Bayer Theatre. That's not in Perth, though.
Close enough.
The venue, Green Room, the Sally for Southern Fried show.
Oh, you played Southern Fried as well. That's brilliant. Was that not on last year? Was that?
Was it on last year?
No, yeah.
It's happening this year.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, and it's more days as well, I believe, as well. So that'd be fab. Are you on the lineup? Are you playing? Do you not know yet? Too early?
I'm going to message Andy later on and
knock, Andy. You know, if you're listening, man, got a band here for you. So, what sort of musical influences have you had? Like, you know, you guys have known each other for 6 odd years. You've been playing together for that sort of time. What is there bands you would name or artists you would name that sort of led you to where you are now?
As we are now, I'd say Brothers Osborne and Jason Isbell. And
okay.
Stuff like that. That's where we're sort of sitting around that area.
Right.
I think also Creedence Clearwater Revival have a pretty big... And
the Eagles.
And the Eagles, yeah. I'd say there's a bit...
The Eagles, really, right. Okay. Yeah. Finally getting to, you know, an era that I know. I'm sitting on going, I have no idea who that is. Heard of the Eagles. And what level of influence has that had? You know, does that show in your music, your lyrics? Where does that show the most?
Music-wise.
Yeah. Actual music itself, yeah. And the lyrics then, the sort of the musical writing side of things, who's that? Who does
That's me.
That's yourself, right. So what drives you? Where does inspiration come from? You know, has there been major trauma in your life? Have we got a Kurt Cobain thing going on here? Is it just...
Not overly.
No.
A little bit, not really.
Happy, shiny people over here, yeah.
I sort of make up stories. That way, so... It's not always based off of truth.
Right.
I've not had a very long life yet.
Like myself, so you're 21, I can tell.
So yeah, it's just, I'll come up with an idea for a story and I'll write it that way as opposed to...
Right. So not really about personal experiences
sometimes,
or maybe led in through that, but the story comes from more than that. Yeah. That's interesting. From your musical point of view then, you are a local band in the local scene. You've obviously played further away from Perth.
Yes.
How do you find Perth as a musical scene? Is there one? Is there not one? What's your thoughts on that?
I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perth do a really good job of local musicians playing in the venues
in Perth.
Regardless what genre. Like we've always sort of said it's quite an Americana-based genre, but there's so many other genres coming in now. But.
Yeah. So basically to wrap up then, I've preempted this question. Perth, if there's one thing in Perth you'd say to a tourist or to someone that's never been here before, or even half the folk that never leave the house in Perth, what's the one thing you would say for someone to do in Perth?
Sunday social.
Yeah.
Sunday social. Where's that?
That's at the Twatams.
Twatams, right. Good day out, good afternoon.
Great afternoon out from about 3 o'clock till about 8 o'clock.
Just
music, comedy sometimes.
Intentional.
Well, there might be because it is an open mic, so technically it could be. And I suppose at night the Norrie Miller Walk. Just across the bridge, it's actually quite nice.
We get that a lot, and so almost every guest we've had in here has said that, and it's true. It's such a lovely place to go. And of course, if you just go further on, you've got the Heather Garden as well, which is one of the biggest heather collections in the world, I believe. It's massive, which beautiful Perth do. So it's a really great area, and I think crossing that bridge is what they're trying to do, is get people to go, oi, you know, the water's there, the bridge is there, go and have a look. What I think we'll do now is have a quick pause and you can grab your instruments and we'll maybe try some live stuff. Where's the best place to find out where you're playing, guys? guys? Like Facebook or website?
Web, all of those places. Facebook, Facebook, a website.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You might want to tell folk where we're playing.
That'd be smart. Yeah. Festival-wise, the next one we've got coming up is Mull Festival. So that's on last weekend of April.
Yeah.
That's a great weekend.
And then after that, I believe it's Belladrum on the Trailer Trash stage.
Possibly.
Towards the end of August.
We'll link to all them on the page when we go live.
Grand.
So I believe you're going to play something live for us now.
We're going to try, yeah.
No promises.
This is a song called Memphis, which is coming out on the
27th of March. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Fire away.
He wakes up in the village, staring at the sea. Fishing boats are coming home. He's looking for more than the answer. Finds his way back to the hotel room where she's waiting. He's tired of coming up with answers. All the time is gone. He said, I'm going back to Memphis to remember what I see. Where the blue is sand, the people run free. Tusk is waiting outside the door, and he's left her crying on the floor in anger. It's been 2 days now since he's gone. I'm coming back now, but she's waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. Didn't take too long. I'm going back to Memphis to remember what I see. Where the bluebirds sing and the people run free. I'm not coming home tomorrow. I'll be in Tennessee. Take a long walk to me. It's taken forevermore again. Remember when we taste the light coming through the greaser skin. In the night, trying to find another reason to go back and find her. Oh, I'm going back to Memphis to remember what I see. Where the bluebirds sing and the people run free. I'm coming home tomorrow, I'll be in Tennessee. Take a long walk to me.
Well, I suppose we better talk about upcoming events in Perth. What have you got on?
Well, I actually have tickets this Friday to go and see The Importance of Being Earnest at the theatre. I'm really excited, actually. I got the tickets ages ago, but I have recently been informed that Karen Dunbar from Chewing mm-hmm. the Fat is in it, so that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And I actually was reading an interview with Karen Dunbar talking about where she'd got her inspiration for the role and what she was going to bring to it, so I think it's going to be excellent. I'm going with my friend on Friday night, so that's running at Perth Theatre until the 21st of March. And yeah, it's going to be brilliant, I'm sure. What else is happening in Perth?
Yeah, there's actually this Muck Maiden event at Comedy Croft, a play on their usual event, Muck Maiden. It's mountain biking coaching. It's a guided tour directed at women. It's on the 29th of March, and it's only £15 to go along, and you don't need to be an experienced enduro rider. It's obviously affordable, you know, and they've done it for a few years, and their feedback has been brilliant. Women come away and they've made friends at the events that they've gone to in the past, and then, you know, obviously made a biking buddy out of it. So it sounds like a really, really good event.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
There's also this month, it's Arabella Weir Does My Mum Loom Big In This? Now, I'm actually going to this one, but I wish I was. It looks amazing. It just looks like it's so funny. I've actually seen Arabella before at the Edinburgh Fringe, and she's hilarious. She's so good. She commands the stage. She's just fantastic. And this show is her talking about dysfunctional childhood, her perilous career, and life as a single working mother, which I totally relate to.
Oh, yeah.
So I wish I had tickets. And it's just going to be really funny. I'm dead jealous of everyone that's getting to go. So that's on the 28th of March, and it's at Horsecross.
Another event coming up. A biking event as well, on the 24th of March, is hosted by Scotland Allstrong and The Bike Station, who are a local bike shop in Perth. So they've teamed up to run a series of guided rides for everyone, 16 and above. It's on cycle paths over the winter and the evenings, and it's free to come along to. They're basically aiming to get people along and encourage you to build up your fitness and your well-being over the winter, which... You know, in the winter especially, you're not always feeling encouraged to get out and get fit. So I think this is a really, really good event.
That sounds great. And if you don't actually know much about The Bike Station, I love what they do. They're based on the old High Street in Perth, and you can take in your old bikes, and it doesn't matter if they're broken, they will do them all up and sell them on secondhand to families who maybe can't afford to go and get bikes from Halfords. It's brilliant. And actually, I love just going in and seeing some of the really old bikes that they've got in the store, and having a chat to the guys. And you'll never believe. So I took in Connor's bike one day, mm-hmm. and I was like, guys, please help me. This bike, I can't get the brakes to work on this bike. And he was like, okay, who built the bike? I says, I built it. Very proud. I built a bike all by myself. He says, well, the first problem is the wheel's on back to front. And I was like, it's a wheel. Does it have a certain, apparently there's a certain way the wheel is supposed to go. So yeah, they're great.
And the brakes work now.
And the brakes work now. Yes, they work now. But yeah. And let's not forget that on the 22nd of March, there's a very special day coming up.
What could that be?
What could that be, Lucy?
I don't know.
Tell me. Mother's Day!
Yeah, I actually do have a shameless plug to put in here. My PT, the newest gym in Perth, Kevin Cuthbert, is actually going to start gift vouchers, especially for Mother's Day.
Brilliant.
So if you're needing a gift and you're not afraid to tell your mum to get her butt into gear... Get down to Kevin's. It's awesome.
I am panicking about Mother's Day because my mum doesn't like chocolates, jewellery, flowers, leaving the house.
Oh.
Any nice things. What would you get a person like that? I'm thinking I might take her out to dinner.
But she doesn't like leaving the house.
No, but if I buy a voucher for dinner, she will feel obliged.
Yeah, I see.
She will hate the whole evening, but she will come.
See, I would just vote for takeout. Chips and curry sauce. Treat her right. I know exactly what I'm going to do for my mum.
What are you giving your mum?
Because I bought her a spa day at Fonab for her birthday in November.
Nice.
But I have been way too busy to go with her. So I'm just going to book it and then tell her... You know, happy Mother's Day. I booked the spa day, so now let's go. And hopefully she just doesn't notice that I already gave it to her because I've not had time to.
Hashtag regift.
Yeah. It's a bit late for a birthday present, isn't it?
Can I come too?
Why not?
I love
Bring your
spa
mom.
Day. Oh, well. I guess we're super lucky in Perth because there's so many nice restaurants.
Yeah.
Whether you like prefer lunch or a later evening dinner.
I mean, Mother's Day afternoon teas, breakfast, brunch.
Yeah. Oh, I love an afternoon tea. Oh, maybe me and Connor will go for afternoon tea. That'll be his treat to me.
You might need to drop the hint to him.
I might have to pay for it also.
You will. How old is Connor now?
12.
12, yeah.
Lucy, I think that's us coming to the end of our time here today. I can't believe how fast it's gone.
I know. I'm actually glad it's over. Having this be my first podcast ever. I don't want to say that I wouldn't do it again, but right now it's kind of looking like that. But I think it went well.
I can stop hyperventilating now.
Oh my God, I know.
Guys, don't forget to give us a like on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever app you use to listen to your podcasts.
So the Perth Podcast is on Facebook. Give them a like, see what they're up to. I kind of want to say, hopefully you don't hear from us again because this was a really bizarre experience.
I've been Megan Mayer and this has been Lucy Kent.
Not Ian and not Stoby.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Thank you. Next.